By this time, in 1521, in April, at the Diet of Worms, remember, it looks like Diet of Worms, right? But it's Diet of Worms, right? The Diet now is all these German princes getting together with the emperor, figuring out imperial legislation. The emperor is not a king. He doesn't make sort of direct decisions for Germany. He has to get the cooperation of these other princes. So they gather together in this irregularly scheduled parliament called the Diet. And the German princes are presenting their complaints against the Pope. And also on the docket is the case of Martin Luther, the monk. They pile up his books on a table. There's a lot of books now. They're not about indulgences, most of them. They are the freedom of a Christian, on the Babylonian captivity, the address to the Christian nobility, the treatise on good works, lots of sermons, biblical exegesis. And they say, "These are your books, Martin?" And he says, "Yes, all of them." "You ready to recant?" comes the next question. Well, Luther does a bit of maneuvering. He says, "Look, some of these are sermons. They're just pastoral things. If I recant them, if I revoke them, I'm revoking the gospel. I can't do that." So there's some maneuvering about that. And eventually, they press him to answer without any of these, you know, fancy logical distinctions. Without horns or teeth is the phrase, right? Those are actually logical terms, right? Don't go making all these distinctions. Don't go trying to make it difficult for us. Are you going to back down or not? That's the issue. Now, strikingly, it's like the interview with Cajetan in that no one gives him a refutation. No one tells him why he's wrong. No one gives him a good argument. And that's what he points out in his reply. Here's his reply. In the face of the German Diet, right, standing in front of the emperor, right, the most powerful man in the world, here's the famous reply, the monk Luther. "Unless I am convinced by the testimony of Scripture or by clear reason, for I do not trust either in the Pope or in councils alone, since it is well known that they have often erred and contradicted themselves. I am bound by the scriptures I have quoted, and my conscience is captive to the Word of God." Striking, not free, captive, but to the Word of God. "I cannot and I will not retract anything, since it is neither safe nor right to go against conscience." So notice the appeal. He's not appealing just to Scripture. Right? Reason is good enough. Later on, he'll insist that Scripture alone is the basis for this kind of appeal. But, you know, an argument from reason would be good enough at this point. But he's saying, "You've got to give me an argument, either from Scripture or reason. But you're just demanding that I back down with sheer force. But I gave you reasons. I argued from Scripture. Won't anyone address those issues?" Until someone does, these Scriptures speak clearly enough to my conscience that I cannot abandon them. I cannot retract without calling God a liar, without saying God's scriptures aren't true. I can't say that. My conscience is captive to the Word of God. That's the key moment. My conscience is captive. This is a great moment in the history of the freedom of conscience, but notice how it works. His conscience is free to defy even the emperor because it is captive to a higher authority. And Luther really is an authoritarian down to his toes. You're always obedient to some authority, at least you ought to be. And if you can't be obedient to the emperor, it's because you have to be obedient to God instead. Always, your conscience is captive to something. The best thing is to be captive to God's word. And then, when this was reported in a written document a few months later, the following words were added. He probably didn't say them at the time, but they're the famous words. He says, "Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise, so help me God. Here I stand. Ich kann nicht anders. I can't do otherwise." Eloquent German. "Here I stand." It's not, I think, a defiant moment. Luther doesn't want to be a rebel. He's an authoritarian down to his toes. He never says anything nasty about the emperor the way he does about the Pope. He's ready to defy the Pope, not the emperor. He wants to obey the emperor. I think he's terrified at this moment. Not because he's afraid of death. In his letters, you see that he's figuring he's going to die. He's ready for that. He's a monk. He's been practicing death for a long time, fasting and prayer and all that. But he's afraid of being a rebel, because rebels are disobedient to God as well as to their prince or their king. He doesn't want to be a rebel, but he doesn't have a choice. Right? "Here I stand. I can't do anything else," really does, I think, express how he felt at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if he was the one who added those words to the written account. What else can I do? It seems to me very clear that this is what God is saying. I can't say God's a liar. And so therefore I have to respectfully decline the emperor's request that I revoke my writings.